Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Nun Vav Omud Beis. And we are in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're beginning a brand new Siman, Tof Kuf Pehe, which deals with the halachos of Birchas HaShofar, blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So, the Chabad starts off Sif Aleph. Tzorech Litkoa Me'umud. We blow shofar in a standing position. We blow the shofar while we're standing up. The Mishnah Berurah explains Sif Kon Aleph. Chayin HaBracha. Likewise, saying the bracha has to be standing up. Tzorech Lios Bamido. While you're standing, Kamo, call Birchas HaMitzvos. Like every Birchas HaMitzvah, it should be said standing up. And we learned this previously, Ukhide'el, in Simen Ches, Sif Aleph. And this is brought down the name of the Achronim. The issue, footnote number one, explains the reasoning behind this, based upon the Bach. Lefi Shebe Bracha Omrim Vitzivanu. In the bracha, which Shek Shem Mitzvah Vitzivanu. You commanded us. Shemavarach al kol shakodesh baruch hu tzivanu v'kerabnu lavodoso. We make a bracha on everything that Kodesh Baruch Hu commanded us, and that we should get closer to Him. And avoda tzricha le'yoso b'amida, and you have to stand up when you're doing an avoda. In other words, like the avoda in the Beis Hamikdash, had to be b'amida specifically. Another reason brought down by Yeshua's Yaakov, Mishum Shayoshe Bishas HaBracha, if you were to be sitting down, it looks like it's not important to you. Dira Kimizalzel B'Bracha, that's not important. Vishain Pachad Hashem L'Negedinov, and that the fear of God, so to say, is not with you. Bottom line is B'Dievet, however, the Mishnah Berurah is going to bring down that Yotze, even if you didn't do it standing up. But one should certainly stand up for the Bracha and for the blowing of the shofar. Now, Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Beis tells us, Dichsiv, we have to stand up. This is based upon the idea. It says, Yom Truah Yelochem, V'yalfino Milochem, Degabi Omer. And we have the word Lochem also by Sviras Omer. And by Sviras Omer, we stand up. Uva Omer, Ksiv, Chermesh Bakoma, which is a play on the word Bakoma, the sheaves, Al Tikri Bakoma, Ela Bakoma, standing up. So, therefore, we stand up. The issue foot number two brings down, we learned this out from Sviras Omer. Shekshem sheyesh lispor Sviras Omer b'amida, yesh liskoa b'umat. So too, we stand up for the blowing of the shofar. Mishnah Berurah continues and says, "V'kosav of Amogin Avraham, delfi ze ein lismoch al shum dover b'ofen, sheminotel oso dover yipol." Therefore, don't lean on something as well. And if you were to lean on something, if you were to remove that thing from you, you would fall down. So then that's considered like you're sitting down. Shamida zu, even though you're standing up, you're vertical, but you're leaning on something. Chashuvo ki yeshiva. It is technically as if you were sitting down. However, mikol makom b'di'avid, afim tokam yushuv legamri yotze. As we just pointed out a minute ago, this is where the Mishnah Berurah says it, that even if you were to, after the fact, have been sitting down, you were yotze. So again, a person who cannot stand up, he needs to lean on something. It's better to lean on something than to sit down. However, a person who's healthy and can stand up shouldn't lean on anything. And certainly if he's leaning on something, and if you were to remove that thing, he would fall down. That is considered halachically that he was sitting down. Now, this whole idea of Bakoma is an asmachto, the cross, machto bi'amuhu, ulechatrila. So this is something you should ideally do, stand up, but b'di'evit, yotzi the mitzvah, even sitting down. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues and says, Vatzibur hashomim hatkios, the people that are listening to the tkios, lo hitrichum lamot mishum kovar hatzibur. We don't force them to stand up because of the concept of kovar hatzibur, but gam ki asidim lishmo me'umot hatkios shal seder abrachos shal malchus zichonos agomer. And since in the silent Shemoneh Esrei, technically that's when you really fulfill the mitzvah of shofar blowing, and you're going to be standing up then, so therefore the rabbis didn't necessarily make you stand up for the listening to the blowing of the shofar that's before the Shemoneh Esrei. Albeit, we'll see, the Mishnah Berurah says, so we stand up for what are called the tkios miyushavus, or the tkios miyushav, that we sit down technically for them, but we stand up for all of them. The minhag is that we stand up for all of them, not only the ones during the Shemoneh Esrei. Again, some people blow during the silent Shemoneh Esrei, others just blow during the Chazaras Hashatz. But those are called the tkios hamumados, the standing tkios, as opposed to the sitting tkios, which are beforehand. But technically, you could sit. We all stand up. The minhag is to stand up for all of the shofar blowing. Even though we stand up, nikroin tkios demiyushav, they're called the tkios that are sitting down, because technically, you could technically sit for them. He says, "Vim yochid shomei tkios lotzeis behem ve'ino otzid lishmo al seder brachos." If an individual is only listening to the tkios, he's not going to be hearing the Mishnah Esrei. He's just listening to the shofar blowing to listen to shofar blowing. For example, after davening, you blow shofar for people that aren't in shul, so they've already davened. So tzarich midino lamod lechachila. Then you certainly should stand up lechachila to fulfill this asmachta from the pasuk from Sviras HaOmer. Now, there are a lot of things to be said over here in the Dershu footnote. So Dershu footnote number three brings down in regards to the bracha on the Megillah, right? I'm saying this in the week of Purim, so it's very appropriate. In regards to the Megillah, the Matzis HaShekel brings down Shav HaShomim Chayov Lamo, that everybody should be standing up for the brachos of the Megillah. People sit down during the Megillah, but you stand up for the brachos. In regards to Sviras HaOmer, he brings down from the Bir Halacha, in the name of the Ritz Geos, the Maritz Geos, Sha'af Apishesh Lamo Bishas HaSvira. No, technically you should stand up for the Svira. Mikol Mokom B'motzi Shabbos Shatzibur Yoshev Bishas HaMiris V'Yinoam. Since technically you want to say V'Yinoam very slowly, and if you're standing up, you may rush it. So some have the custom that they specifically sit down during Behin Noam, and they say it very slowly, so because the Rishoyim and Gehenim are going to leave as soon as you finish Vinoam, so you want to be nice to them and say it very slowly. So therefore, since you were sitting down for Vinoam, some have the minhag that they don't matriach them to stand up for the Sviras HaOmer, which comes right afterwards. The Shliach Tzibah says the bracha when he's standing, and the kol could even just answer Amen while they're sitting, and then count the Sviras HaOmer while they're sitting, because we don't technically want to be matriach them to stand up. If you're already standing, we don't tell you to sit down. But if you were sitting down, we don't necessarily tell you to stand up. As opposed to, by the shofar blowing, which is much longer, then we all matriach you to stand up. The issue foot number 4 brings down, Hatam sheshaninu achshav mehaminog. Why do we change the minog? But technically you could sit down for the tkios miyushav, but we stand up for them. So he brings down from the Hemek Shela, on the Shiltos, Lefi shemeikar hadin. Technically, we shouldn't be having any blowing before Musaf. It all should be in the Shemoneh Esrei, Kineged, the Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. El Shetokim Kodem Musaf, Kedila Arviv Zasotan, Shetvilo Seinu, Tzitzkablena. But the minhag came about that we blow beforehand to somehow mix up the Sotan, and this way he'll leave us alone, and this way our Tvilos will be accepted. And therefore, Achein, Kedei, since we want the bracha really to be not on those that you're blowing la'arviv sasotan, but they're really for the Shemoneh Esri ones, so yeshli mona mili daber ben tkios demiyushav l'tkios demu'umad. And that's why people should not talk. We blow the first 30 kolos, and people sometimes start talking. You're not supposed to talk until the Shemoneh Esri kolos, either in the silent Shemoneh Esri or in the Chazaras Hashatz, are blown. Now, mishiro achronim, however, when the rabbi saw that people, unfortunately, were such a weak generation, that people were talking, they couldn't stop talking between the first 30 kolos and then the subsequent kolos that we were blown in the Shemoneh Esrei, and v'od shenisrabu hapiyutim dover hagorim lahafsik b'diburim uchedome, and since we have so many additional piyutim and the people end up talking during the piyutim, that causes people to talk. Therefore, the rabbis were masakein tiknu sheyetsu yedei chova betkios demiyushav. So therefore, they said, listen, biyotze the mitzvah, not in the ideal way on malchios, zichronos, and shofars, but with the first 30 kolos that are separate from the Shemoneh Esrei, and therefore, since you're really being yotze with them, lefikoch yesh lamod behem, and therefore, we are actually yotze with those kolos, which we normally would not be, and that's why we stand up for them. And this is essentially what the Torah Tumimah says as well. Brings down here, look in the Torah Tumimah, and it says there that the rabbis wanted people to understand that you're really being yotzei by the tkios that are in the Shemoneh Esrei, and therefore they want you to stand up right now to simulate and understand that it's the tkios hamu'umados, the ones in the Shemoneh Esrei that are the real essential ones, and therefore stand up now to make that point. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, the Noagin Litkoala, Bima, Bimokum Shikorim. Where do we blow the shofar? We blow it by the Bima, with the place where we lay in the Torah. Mishbur explains in Sivkot and Gimel, Kadesh is Chus HaTorah, Yogain Aleinu, Lalos Zichronenu, Lefonov, Litova. Because this is a Mokum of Kedusha, a place where the Torah protects us, where we lay in the Torah, so therefore it's a great place to have, hopefully, the blowing of the shofar help us to have our remembrance before our Kodesh Baruch Hu be for a positive remembrance. The issue foot number 6 brings down, however, in the Tkios Me'umad, in the Tkios of the Shemoneh Esrei, so then, Shein Sorech Lamod Al Bima, then we don't necessarily move to the Bima. In most shuls today, they're davening Shemoneh Esrei by the Bima anyway, so therefore it's not a problem. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues, it says, V'roi litein litkoa litzadik v'hogun, the person who's blowing shofar should ideally be a great tzadik, a great, wonderful person. However, ubavach li'i bachlokas b'dover, but whoever they select, it should not lead to conflict in the tzibur. It shouldn't lead to machlokes. And certainly, and certainly he should have at least a minimal understanding that he's being motzi the tzibur and how to blow properly. That is a minimum standard. The issue foot number 7 brings down There are many other milos that we learned already in regards to the chazan that are applicable as well to the Baal Tokeya. Shetzar Shia Baal Tshuva Gemur, he should be a tzaddik without any sins in the past. Roy Shiyumot, Kavonas Atkios, Hamuvos, Mishem Azor, he should understand the depths of all the deep Kabbalistic ideas, ideally, that are brought down in the Zohar. And furthermore, Shinago Shimnot Nuliachalitko, once you pick somebody to be the Baal Tokeya, even one time, you don't give it to somebody else. And even if he got sick, you don't take it away from him. When he gets healthy, the year later, he gets to go back to his position. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, Kodem Shiyiska, before you blow the shofar, Yevarech, the person who's blowing the shofar, says the bracha, Rochat Hashem, Lekinu Mechalom, Shekin Shomot Zavetz Yivanu, Lishmoa Kol Shofar. That's the correct girsa. And he also says, we'll see it's on both days, the Mechaber seems to say it's only on the first day, but we paskin it's on both days, and this has halacha l'maaseh ramifications, Yevarech Shechianu, when we also make a Shechianu, when we blow the shofar. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Kotten Dalid, Rots Lomar, what the Mechaber is telling us over here is Shelo Yomar Lis Koa B'Shofar. We don't say to blow the shofar is the bracha. The La Bitkia Talya Milsa El B'Shmiya, because it's not the blowing of the shofar that's the critical thing, it's the listening to the blowing of the shofar. Shariat Okeya, if somebody blows shofar, Velo Shoma Kol Shofar, and he didn't hear the sounds of the shofar, Lo Yotze. In fact, he's not Yotze. Kemoshit is Bar B'Simon Tov Kuf Pei Zayin, as we will learn in Yitz Hashem. We'll wait till we get there, two simonim from now. Furthermore, you don't say v'lo yamar be'kol, it's l'shmoa kol shofar, because that would be demashma lasos ritzono, that we want to do HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. Ubediyaved, in berach l'tzkoa b'shofar, if you did, in fact, say the gears of l'tzkoa b'shofar, or you said, oh, al t'kiya shofar, oh, you said l'shmoa b'kol shofar, any of these other nuschos, yotze. The bottom line is, you're yotze no matter what. And the issue footnote number 10 explains from the Maxis HaShekel, Sheyesh Lismo Chaldas Rabbeinu Tam, because you can rely upon the Rabbeinu Tam, who says that the Nusach should be Alt Kiyas Shofar. And therefore, B'di'evit, you certainly can be Yotze with that opinion. A lot of important ideas are also brought down in the issue footnote number 8 and 9. So, the issue footnote number 8, Linyan im Mavarchon Bircha Shechianim Yom Sheni. What about on the second day? So Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tov Reish, Shema Yom Rishon Chol B'Shabbos, if the first day is Shabbos, then you make a Shechion on the second day. And that implies that he would not make a Shechion on the second day if he blew on the first day. However, the Ramah over there says, Shigamim Hayom Rishon Chol B'Yom Chol, even if the first day was on a weekday, Yesh L'Baruch Shechion B'Yom Sheni. And he reasons over there, Shehov Hayom Hasheni Nifrad Miyom Rishon, it's two separate days, and there's a separate mitzvah to blow on the second day, therefore Nidon Kemitzvah Chadosha, Sheish L'Baruch Aleo Shechiyonu, and therefore it has its own need for Shechiyonu. However, the Achronim write, Shelechatchila Tov Lochush L'Das HaShulchan Aruch, it's better to be concerned as well about the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, it says you don't make a Shechiyonu, and therefore he suggests that the person who's blowing shofar should wear a new garment on the second day, and be Yechavim Bebircha Shechiyonu Afal HaBegin, and therefore, if you're not needed to make the Shechion on the shofar, you're at least making the Shechion on the beged, and therefore that's the best of both worlds. What about answering Baruch Hu V'Roch Shemo to this bracha? So the issue footnote number 9 says that we normally don't answer Baruch Hu V'Roch Shemo if we want to be Yotze with a bracha. And therefore, it is also lahafsik b'emtza bracha k'dei lanos Baruch Hu V'Roch Shemo. However, b'di'evit, if somebody answered Baruch Hu V'Roch Shemo, they're Yotze. Furthermore, he says, Adam Kaved, the person that has a little bit hard of hearing, that he can't hear the brachos, albeit he can hear the shofar, he's not that hard of hearing, so the loud shofar blowing he can hear, but the more quiet bracha he can't hear, so the Ben Yishchai says he should make the brachos himself, and then listen to the shofar blowing, which he can hear with his slightly hard of hearing ears. What about the minog, lechasus is a shofar, bishas habracha? Many people, many Baalei Tekiya, have the minog, that they cover up the shofar when they're saying the bracha. So this is brought down in the shalot, and also by the Elia Rabba in the name of the Sefer HaMinhagim, and the Ber Hetev as well, in the name of the Bach, they all say there is this minhag to cover up the shofar at the time of the bracha. But the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring this down. And therefore, the Radal says, Ir al haminhag. He says it's an incorrect thing to do because of Shu Lo Chedin, and to cover up the shofar is incorrect. Just like when you make a bracha, you're supposed to hold it in your right hand. You're eating a piece of cake, so you're supposed to make the barim nezonos while you're holding the piece of cake in your right hand. And in Shulchan Aruch, we learned in Siman Reish Vav, kishemavarchem al mitzvah, any mitzvah that you're doing, you should hold it in your hand. To be mekayem the mitzvah, you should hold it in your right hand. And this is also brought down in the name of the Siddur of Rav Amram Gaon, Sheyesh Lechos is a shofar b'shas habracha, that you should hold the shofar in the shas habracha, and this also brought down the Siddur Yaivitz, so they seem to be against this minhag of covering up the shofar, implying that you're not holding it while you're covering it up. And the Sefer Minhagim as well, which is a marker for this Minhag, has different girsos over here. And therefore, in the Shelus Tshuvas Rosh Mashbir, he says, maybe we can fulfill both, this Minhag of covering up the shofar, as well as the din that you're supposed to hold in your right hands. And he says, cover up the shofar, but hold it in your right hand at the same time that it's covered up. And this is the best Eitzah. This is also brought down by the Ben Ishchai and Rav Dovlitsky Zatzal. And he said that Gedolei Hungary would in fact do this. They would put their hand on the shofar, even if they didn't grab it, but the hand would be on top of it while it was covered up. Now, what's the source of this minhag to cover up the shofar? So he brings down three reasons over here. Number one, he writes from the Radal, the blowing of the shofar, specifically with the ram's horn, is to remind us of the Akedah Yitzchak. And it's brought down the Medrash Rabbah, Bishor, Shabon Avram Avinu, so he hid Yitzchak so Yitzchak shouldn't get a mum. The Satan shouldn't throw a rock at him to get him a mum. And therefore, we cover up the shofar so to say the Satan shouldn't go and blemish it. Another reason is brought down from the Shelus Tshuvos, Afarkista de Anya. The mitzvah is the listening to the shofar, not the blowing it, so we cover up the shofar to show that it's not the shofar that's the mitzvah, but the sound that comes from the shofar. That's reason number two. And the Lakutei Mariach brings down a third reason. The Satan shouldn't have shlita over the shofar. He shouldn't have ability to stop the shofar from blowing, because he's going to try to stop the tkios from coming out. In the name of the Mariel, one time they couldn't blow the shofar, and they had to say v'noam, that the Satan should stop them from not being able to blow the shofar. Other reasons are given as well in the Avni Nezer, Ayin Sham. Mishabur continues and he says, "Im not lua shofar b'emtzat tkios, if they took the shofar during the middle of the tkios away, they view the shofar acher and they bring him another shofar. Let's say that shofar is not working; it just can't make the sounds come out anymore. So they bring him another shofar. Ein tzarich l'barach. You don't have to go make a new bracha on the second shofar. However, avol bein bracha l'tchilas tkios tzarich l'barach. If he couldn't, he made the bracha and he then couldn't get any sound out of his shofar, and then they bring him another shofar and he hadn't planned on having that second shofar there, so then he would have to make a new bracha." The issue footnote number 12 says, however, if the second shofar was there and he was planning on using either one of the two shofars, then ain't tzarich lachzor l'varach. He doesn't have to make a new bracha. When you do have to go make a new bracha, about the first bracha, because now that's a bracha of atala, you said Hashem's name incorrectly, albeit it wasn't your fault, so you say baruch shem kvod machosol l'olam v'ed. The Ramah continues and he says, hagah v'ein chiluk, makes no difference if you are making the bracha now for yourself to be yotzei, or you've already been yotzei and you're making the bracha for somebody else to be yotzei. He brings out from the Beis Yosef and Truma Sedeshin that nevertheless the person who's blowing shofar, the custom is that he makes the bracha again, even though he was already yotzei, and certainly if he wasn't yotzei, but even if he was yotzei. So the Mishnah Berurah says Sifkan Hey Oshivkar Yotzei. He says Vachronim Helu the Bofen Zeh Shekvar Yotzei Tokei Be'atzmo, but other Achronim, and you can see this in Sharetzion Oshidal, these are Morgan of Roman, other Achronim, that say it would be better in this situation where he was already Yotze, Tov Yotze, Shivachu HaShomim, Yatzman, Shteya Brachos, that one of the men listening should make the Bracha, Lishmo Kol Shofar in the Sheikh Yonu. Better let one of the men listening do that rather than the Baal Tukeh saying it again. Unless, Elam Kain, Enam Yodim, Lavarach Batzman, unless they don't know, then he can make it. Then the Baal Tukeh can say the brachas. However, he says, he says the Velt Paskins that the Baal Tukeh makes the bracha no matter what, and you don't have to protest this. That's the technical din. Like the Prichadosh and the Vilna Gaon say. Then the Mishnah adds, if somebody's not sure, was he Yotzi or not, either by Shofar or by Lulav, so the first day is Daraisa, so Tokev, Enom Mavarach. So the Bracha, we go Safik Brachos Lahakta, but the Din Daraisa, we go Luchumra, and therefore you blow without a Bracha, or you shake the Lulav without a Bracha. However, Yom Sheni, She'enu Elam Yidivrei Sofrim, in Tzarchlis Kol, and the second day, technically, you don't have to blow the shofar, the Sofik Divrei Sofrim Lahakta, because technically it's the Sofik Dirabonin, and you can be Makel. However, the issue foot number 18 brings down that since it's such an easy thing to do, the minute gets to go and do the action again, blow the shofar, even though you don't technically have to, or shake the lulav, even though you technically don't have to, of course, without a bracha. The issue foot number 15 says, if it's a man blowing for only women, so in that situation, if he was already Yotze, there are more rights, then the women should make the bracha, the Shmoa Kol Shofar, and the Shekhyonah themselves. And likewise, he brings down the issue of number 16, Linyan Kiddush and Shabbos. He brings down the name of the Prichodosh. On Shabbos, you can make Kiddush to somebody else, even though you've already been Yotze, because of the principle, Koy Yisrael HaRevim Zelazeh. He brings down, however, in regards to Mikra Megillah, the minhag is, even if they know how to say the bracha, you can make the bracha with them, even though you've already been Yotze. With this, we conclude today's shir.